Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. An excited Scott Pegler won first place at the Open for Business contest held in Pella Monday afternoon. The competition pit five contestants against each other to see who had the best presentation from a Main Street business. Scott, who owns Hardware Hank and Flooring in Lamar's, presented his idea for a mobile flooring business, which is designed to come to the customer's front door. The idea won over the judges, who awarded Pegler the top prize, $20,000, to pursue his idea. The funds come from the Main Street Iowa program of the Iowa Department of Economic Development. The 25th annual quilt auction for life skills at the Plymouth County Fair netted more than $31,000. Shelley Thompson of Life Skills said there was much excitement at the auction and very spirited bidding.
It started out, the first two quilts had been judged in open class at the fairgrounds, and we had a reserve grand champion and a blue ribbon quilt in there. We had two different quilts of valor that could have gone in, and our shining star of the day was a quilt that was donated by a brand new quilter to us, Sterling Meyer.
Thompson described Meyer's auction entry.
She had quilted a pig quilt. It was pork producer quilt all over. It was cute as can be, and the Hodgen family bought that quilt for $2,300. That was our big winner of the quilt. But we had many, many quilts that we had auctioned off. We actually auctioned 80 quilts this year.
That's a high number of quilts for the benefit auction, and it took 2 hours to work through them all. Total receipts at the auction were $31,000. This became a special event in that it also commemorated the 50th anniversary of Life Skills Training Center, a facility for adults with disabilities. The Orange City Council Monday approved an amended contract with a builder for development of a residential community west of the new elementary school. Vision Builders initially planned to purchase 17.5 acres at the site, but in later discussions with the city expanded that to 23.5 acres. They plan to purchase the property for some $586,000. It is called the Canal Development, and it'll include construction of condominiums, duplexes, and single-family homes. It will also contain a canal and a water feature within the development. The contractor also indicated they plan to resell 1.5 acres of that property to the Orange City Health Foundation for one of their future projects. Today is National Night Out, and many communities across the nation and across Iowa are planning for the event. In Remsen, there will be first responders, inflatables, train rides, bingo, and a pedal tractor pull. The activities there begin at 5 p.m. today. Sioux County Emergency Management is hosting what's called a first responder meet and greet, and that'll take place at the Orange City Fire Department from 6 till 8 this evening. This event will be sensory-friendly. Organizers say it is important for some children with disabilities to learn to interact with first responders, and just as important for first responders to understand the disabilities and respond effectively and safely to others. Iowa communities that have registered to hold events tonight include Marcus, Sioux City, and Storm Lake. Lamar's Police will hold a night-out event in October. And the National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for today from noon to 8 p.m. Heat index values of 100 to 105 are expected. The hottest reading should be near the Missouri River into northwest Iowa. Hot temperatures and high humidities may cause heat illnesses to occur. High temperatures in the low to mid 90s will extend through the remainder of the week. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.